Dave Cochran. User interface designer, yes.
Very broad overview, it's original, trendy, and user-friendly. Of course, we'll have to go into the
donkey. In fact, this is a somewhat oblique reference. In fact, to well, my, I have a 3-year-old daughter who is affectionately known as Miss Monkey. Monkeys have attitude, which I think is a good thing. And I mean, and from the point of view of the study of human evolution, they and other primates are terribly interesting. I like monkeys. This one seems to have perhaps more attitude than most. One thing I'm aware of is that there, at the sort of a very high price end of the market, there's an emerging market for sort of touch screen LCD remotes that can be programmed in much more sophisticated ways than sort of conventional models. So you get the sort of you get you can redesign the interface to your own needs. You can program in macros. And you get a much greater degree. I mean, you get these sort of three in one, five in one, whatever. But you can get integration between the different the different things that it's designed to control to a much greater extent. And you can have one macro to turn the turn the TV to the right channel, get the rewind the tape in the VCR, and get it to play once it's rewound, for instance. It occurs to me there might be a niche for a remote that aimed towards some of that sort of functionality, but using a just conventional push button design, and therefore putting it into a much lower price bracket. Absolutely prohibitive, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I say, you get ones that you can switch between multiple units, but something that could operate between multiple units in a more integrated fashion, and ideally something into which would have some, at least limited facility for running macros. For instance. I say, or You press say the play button for the DVD player, and it turns the TV on and onto the right channel as well. The other key feature that would be a good idea of building to is to make something fairly sort of ergonomic, something that fits as comfortably as possible into the hand, which of course also allows for the possibility of a more sort of slightly unconventional and attractive shape for it overall. Something sort of slightly sort of biomorphic in form, which it would need to be to sort of conform to the shape of the hand more efficiently anyway.